Right, what's up, everybody? This is Joe,
Gio,
Ed,
from Pissing Razors, and you're watching Aftershocks TV.
TV, baby.
Great. All right, so let's get into now our last segment for the show. Wow, we're already an hour in. Wow, damn, yeah, this is going fast. That. Wow, we're flying. Look at this. All right, so Mark Tornillo, vocalist from Accept, okay? He came out, you know, Accept's got, I think, a new album coming out, and they're planning a U.S. tour.
April?
Yeah. And so now he was talking in an interview that, you know, they want to definitely do the tour. It's been a while, and they're so, you know, set on making it happen that they're going to do it, but they also realize that they might actually lose some money doing this tour. But they're going to do it regardless. They have to do it. Which is interesting because I believe all the band members do live in the States, even though they're a German band. Yeah. I know Wolf Hoffman's, you know, he's been here for a long time. He lives in Tennessee. Mark, obviously, you know, he's American. He lives in Jersey.
Yeah.
And then somebody I know, I mean, he's not in the band anymore, but Peter Baltus, I know, he lives in America. So I think they all do live here. But he came out and he said, you know, yeah, it's tough to tour here in the States. He just basically said that the U.S. is no longer metal territory. So it's interesting because when he put, you know, I just saw this, like I said earlier today, this just came out today as we're talking about it. And there were some decent sized musicians that were chiming in on this in social media and telling him wrong. He's wrong.
Well,
so the question is, right or wrong, what's your take?
Well, he's talking about his own band, obviously, right? Because, you know, Accept, or I mean, I'm an Accept fan. Their new song, Humanoid, I think it's called. It's a good song, but the last five or six Accept albums sound like one big long album. They're good, and I listen to them, but I like them, and they're well produced and all that kind of thing. Andy Sneap is involved, and you know, they're good at what they do. I've never seen them live, and if they came to my town, I'm day one ticket buyer. So I do like Accept. But he's talking about his band. So he's saying it's not metal territory, .. for our band. So then you gotta contradict that with, well, Maiden are selling 20,000 tickets, Judas Priest is selling 8,000 tickets in my town, Sammy Hagar is selling whatever he's selling. AC/DC are going to announce the stadium tour. They're going to sell out every stadium on the planet in 2 minutes. So they're not and obviously they're the bigger bands, they're the brand, they're the draw. People aren't even rock fans that go to an AC/DC concert. So I get that counter argument. But then conversely, I've been my local venues that I go to in the US in the Charlotte area, the Fillmore is a 2,000 seater capacity, and I've seen arguably, I don't know, 10 bands there last year in 23. Everybody from Mayhem to Death Angel to whomever. Obviously, there are bills sometimes, not always. Arch Enemy, you name it, packed. Packed to the fucking rafters. So if would Accept sell out 2,000 tickets in Charlotte? Absolutely not. But conversely, he's saying it's not metal territory for Accept. Is metal as big as it was back in the day? Of course it's not. You want to be stupid to say it is. But I think his argument is too internal to him and their outlook and what their ticket sales are saying and what their promoters and where they can get him in, because I've seen 10 bands last year to contradict exactly what he just said. So something in there possibly, but fundamentally I don't agree with his I don't agree with that. Nope.
Based on it's just kind of a vague statement. I agree with you, you know, in certain ways, you know, like it's kind of, I half agree with him and I half don't. And like I said, some of it's to your point as well in terms of, you know, maybe it's just not Accept territory. And here's the thing. It never really has been Accept territory in the United States. You know, I mean, really the only thing the band was able to do here in its heyday was Balls to the Wall. You know, that was the only song. So before I really got, you know, in deep into discovering a lot of the classic metal. Exactly. And it was I'm not even saying it was a huge hit either. You know, I did remember seeing it on MTV and I did see it, you know, but I remember when I was in like high school or something, my last year, there was a guy I worked with and we were talking about metal and he's like, yeah, I love metal. And he's like, yeah, you know, if you want, you know, we should hang out. He's like, I got these cool records, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, he brought up Accept. I was like, Accept, oh my God, I haven't heard that name in forever. you know, and this is like, you know, early 90s and stuff. And I just, only thing I knew by then was Balls to the Wall. Now, of course, over the years, getting deeper into metal, I've obviously gone back on their catalog. And yeah, of course, they're a great band. Yeah,
great band.
They are a great band. But yes, they just were never a band that made it huge and too big here, unless you were one of those original, you know, metal fans here, like the Bob Nalbandian types, you know, I mean, that grew up with this music as it was coming over from Europe. You know, you would know that because it was, you know, you didn't know a lot of those, but it just didn't happen. So now when he says too, it's not metal territory. Well, that's kind of a vague statement because there's so many different sort of metal genres and scenes and so forth. Right.
Sure.
Now, are you talking about, is it not a classic metal territory? Cause that's what Accept is. Well, I mean, there's a couple ways to look at that. I mean, Mark Tenney is 69 years old. You know, the guys in Accept are all about, you know, early to mid 60s, right? Well, okay. So most of the guys, if you're 69, most of the guys listen to you. Those guys are, yeah. I mean, if they were a fan of your band, they probably either don't know you're even playing anymore or they're just not going to shows. Exactly. Well, they checked out. Not everyone is listening to metal until they're 70 something years old. So I think that's part of it. Because yes, it also depends too on the region of the States. Now, if you come here to the Bay Area, even though this is the home of thrash metal, other than the classic thrash metal bands here, yeah, I don't think it's a metal territory here because a lot of bands skip it here, and you've got the tech industry here, and a lot of these young kids in the tech industry are not into metal. Most of them are not. That's just not the scene.
Right.
But you go down to places like Texas, you go to certain places, Florida. You know, in the Midwest or Florida, exactly. Yeah, those places are huge in metal. So it depends on which region. I mean, you know, like I said, the U.S. is huge. You know what I mean? You can't compare it to one or two countries in Europe. You know what I mean? Because it's so big, the country here. Like we were saying, different subgenres. If the young kids, listen, kids in their 20s will listen to metalcore and death. These extreme metal tours are doing fine. You know, you look at these young, they're doing great. These young extreme metal, I mean, I know you've been to some of these shows, you know, the death metal shows and so forth. They're doing fine because now those old death metal bands, you get to see Obituary. Well, all the young kids into extreme metal, they're going to see them too because they know that they're a classic band. You know, now who's going to go see Except that's young? Well, unless your dad or your grandpa or whatever, these younger kids are listening to it. As we know, nobody wants to listen to their dad's metal or their dad's music, I should say, right? When you get to a certain age, you're not sitting there. If you're 18 like me, I mean, I grew up with my dad's music. I couldn't wait to hear something different to get away from it. Now, as I got older, I'm going back to it, and I really appreciate it more than ever. Don't get me wrong. But when I was a young teen or early 20s, like, that's old, my old man's music shit, man. I want what's my generation. So Accept is no one's generation. You know, that's the new generation is not going to, you know, accept. Does that mean, you know, play on words there? But, yeah, so that's my thing too. You know what I mean? It's like, so I agree with you. I would say it's, I do agree partially. It's not as big here as it is Europe. I've been saying that for a long time. Right. I think we all know that. And like you said, the upper echelon bands, the Metallicas and Judas Priest are doing just fine. It's just Accept was just never that big here. So yeah, they're not going to be doing as well. They need to be on one of those package tours. If they're gonna do well, they gotta go out with one or two other bands, you know.
I would agree. Listen, I saw Sepultura and Creator, I don't know, last spring. This was not the Sepultura farewell tour.
Okay.
And there was arguably anywhere between 1,500-2,000 people there for Creator and Sepultura. And locally here in Charlotte. I don't think Charlotte is a metal hub by any means. It does not have the name for it. So for him, I mean, what would Accept play to if they played in Charlotte? 200 people, 300 people, whatever. I don't know.
Probably.
If he's saying, again, and there's only so much we can talk about it, but he's saying it's not a metal territory for us. But if you take all those bands I saw, 10 bands, 15 bands I saw in 2023, they're going to go, what the fuck are you talking about? And we just sold 1,000 tickets, buddy. So, you know, and like South America, Germany, Scandinavia, those guys just... they just adore it. And then I guess that we had an argument about, you know, the fickle nature of metal fans in the US compared to Europe. We tend to stick with a band like literally forever. And then we just bring in new genres and subgenres, but keep everybody who we had in our pockets for years. There's a little bit of that involved, but then it goes back to Accept's music is not bringing anybody because it's just the same old, straightforward, good heavy metal. Don't get me wrong.
It's good. Yeah. Shit, really good.
They ain't bringing in anybody new because they're actually releasing the same album year after year. Same sound, same production, same length, same style. You like it? You like it. If you don't, but they're not bringing in anybody new. Absolutely not. So they're not growing their fan base. So let's talk about that for a minute, you know?
Well, that is it. And I get looks at, I mean, you're at this point in your career. It's like, well, you do what you do.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I listen, I love bands like that. Because with Accept, you know what you're going to get. Yeah, you know what you're going to get with them. Mm-hmm. You know that. And I like that in a lot of ways. But you're right, though. That doesn't mean, though, then you're not going to grow your fan base. Like you said, you're going to just, you're going to maintain your fan base by doing that, but you're not going to grow it. And then as people get older and they start, and let's be honest, I mean, people in their mid 60s and above, they start to, you know, they start to pass. You know what I mean? It's just, that's the way it is.
They're planning retirement it's coming to the point now where, like, I'm looking at, like, you know, you see a band coming through town, like I'm 53 and I'll see a band come through. And the first thing I look at, what date are they playing? Wednesday. Fuck. You know,
that too.
I'm immediately thinking, oh man, I'm going to go on stage at this. I'm going to get home at this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake up everybody. The dog's going to start barking. I got to get up at 6 o'clock. So I can only have one beer. I'll have no beers, whatever. So we're, you know,
how fun is that? Yeah.
You didn't care. But that is not going to stop me from going because I don't want to ever look back on a concert and say I didn't go to the whatever gig because I didn't want to get up early. That's I'm not that old. But conversely, I look at and there's a couple of gigs that come through town. I go, well, I'm not really going to go and see that. If it was a Friday, then maybe it would have caught me. But not every band can play the weekend, so it's up to the individual if you want to do it or not. I don't care.
Well, and it's also, I mean, a lot of, like, I'll just give an example here, and this is just, it's a lot of places too. You know, like you said, to go to a show in the middle of the week and a work week, like for instance, if a band plays here, like in San Francisco, all right, even if, you know, it's San Francisco is a shithole right now, but even if it was, you know, doing well and it was safe and everything was good with it, you know, you're talking about the price here. So even if you got a $40 ticket, which, you know, for Accept would be good. You're talking about all the extra stuff, the gas, the parking. You know,
$14 beer is like $14 exactly. For a freaking can.
Jeez. Exactly. So it's like people got to, you know, and we're looking at an economy that's not good. And so, I've done it. I've looked at shows. Normally I'd be like, I'd go to that. Now I have to start thinking of all those things. Yeah. Well, I got to do this. And how am I going to get there? And if I take an Uber.
And that's age. That's what's getting older.
It is.
Putting an obstacle. Well,
exactly. And that's their fan base. You know what I mean? Their fan base are older guys. So, you know, people also, like I said, people are retiring outside of these cities. You know, they're living in smaller places now because it's too expensive.
That's a great point. There's a massive migration from cities. Or absolutely. There's a massive migration from certain, like San Francisco is losing population. Oh, New York is losing population. Chicago is losing population. Boston, I don't think it is. But then you got cities like mine are gaining population, like 200 people per day moving to fucking Charlotte per day. I'm not going to get into that discussion. Sure. But so a lot of those big metropolises that were big kind of havens 20, 30 years ago, like their population is down a couple of 100,000, if not a million or two people. California is losing people quicker than you can shake a stick at. So how many rock and metal fans are getting out of Dodge? So they're just not there when they come to town the next time out. And that's happening every single day, year after year. So that's a major problem. The cities are losing people.
And they don't know where those fans are going. I mean, like, a lot of people here in Northern California, they're moving to places like Idaho.
Yeah, Wyoming.
Okay. So, yeah, in Wyoming, exactly. So are people, I mean, you're not going to see these bands. They're not going to play in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And some of them will play in Boise. I mean, Boise's got at least a decent music scene, I think, for live bands to go there. But, again, it's like, where are these people going? And like you said, no one's got the money. Everyone's got to plan your shows now. I mean, in the better times, it's like, you had all these shows coming. You can go to so many of them. Right now, you can't because of, like I said, the economy's bad. So you got to select and choose. And so those the people like ourselves who would normally be like, oh, yeah, it's Saturday night, I'll go check out Accept. Now, I mean, the bands I really go see are either ones I really want to see that I've loved for a long time, or if there's some new up-and-coming ones that are playing in smaller clubs that I like. But I don't want to pay, these exorbitant prices. Like I said, the best thing they should do is, look, Accept, I just don't think they're a headlining band here in the States.
No,
you've got to get yourself on a package. I'm not saying you got to get on with Judas Priest or something, but you got to put yourself with a couple of other those meddling, you know, I mean, you know, metal bands from back in the day, going on tour with Raven and one other kind of band or something like that.
Or like an accepting a Saxon type thing would be a tremendous gig, or whoever, you know, or put them on a Judas Priest support or something instead of like Sabaton or something like Sabaton. Like, I mean, that.
Well, that too. Exactly. See, that's the thing too. You have to just know your audience and get some bands that people also know, so that it's not like, well, I'm going to go see, you know, except for Balls to the Wall. But then if you're like, well, then Raven, you know, they got Stay Hard. Oh, and they got, if you've got, each band's got a couple songs, and even if you're not an uber fan of either band, but you know all three of them got some songs that you like, you're going to go see that show. That's something you'll go pay for. But if it's just accepted and a couple of bands that no one really knows, one new one no one knows, or like you said, a Sabbath, something that's completely not the same type of music, yeah, you're not going to sell well. I mean, that's just, I mean, you can't expect to in these day and age. So yeah, I think right. The other thing too, just quickly, is festivals, right? I think having now the U.S. has now got major festivals where we didn't have it for the longest time. We got the Aftershock Festival out here, you know? So I think people now are just going like, you know what? I could see this band, but all these bands in one spot. I could spend one ticket, take one trip, do it all and see all these bands at once.
Yes.
That's, and I can spend a weekend doing it and have it, make a trip out of it instead of, you know, spending $150 with between everything to see it, accept and see this band. And then his, it makes sense for that, for those kind of fans, they might want to go see a festival instead. You know what I mean? Which I think a lot of times the festivals are kind of ruining tours because of that in a lot of ways, but at the same time, it's just not going well with touring anyway, right now. It makes sense. Festivals, I think, as much as I'm not a big fan of them just because I'm old, you know, and I don't want to sit in, like you said, in the hot sun for 8-9 hours and sit there all day. I just can't do it. But I think for a lot of younger fans or even some of the older fans, I don't mind doing it. Festivals are great. So that's going to ruin tours too. You know what I mean? It's going to ruin, you know, it's a different landscape, but yeah. So
accept, it is, but you know, who would you think could do better business? Like Accept going on their tour or Udo playing the Accept songs?
You know, it's a great question actually. And look, because Udo will play at a smaller club and he'll, you know, he's the voice. And listen, Mark Tardio is great. He sounds just like him. So I don't think they're missing anything. Don't get me wrong. But again, if you know, if it's Udo and it's cheaper and it's a little more intimate, they might go to see that instead.
I saw, you know, the reason I asked that is I saw the Udo. I saw that tour again back in Jersey. Could have been the Starland Ballroom, I think. I don't think it was New York, but I'm pretty sure it was New Jersey. It definitely was. Can't remember the venue. It wasn't Stone Pony, so it must have been Starland Ballroom. But I saw Udo play there. Couldn't tell you what musician was playing with them, but fuck, they were good. They were just phenomenal players. Just hair moves, head down, head banging, ripping guitar solos, and he just played. He just played the Accept set
catalog, yeah, sure.
You want to see maybe a couple of new tracks up to the time that whatever album was out that year, but and I think he's probably as much or even as a draw than Accept would be because
it's a good point, yeah.
You know, it's you're just fighting in the camp there for years now, and you know, that's irrelevant to me, but look, I'm happy that Accept are doing their thing. You know, Udo releases good solo stuff. You know, the last one is so, could have been better, but I'm, you know, whatever. If I just, you know, to wrap on this segment, but I'm disagreeing with him saying that metal is not kind of what it, you know, it's not the metal territory. It's not the metal territory for them. And that's kind of what he's saying, because he's talking about his own band, and that's fair and that's fine. And you're not wrong. He's actually right, because the ticket numbers are the ticket numbers. Sure. But I contradict that with 10 bands I saw last year that outsold them by 4-1.
Yeah, so. I am with you 100%, exactly. Like I said, yes. And maybe, yes, of course. I know it's not the same as Europe. And like you said, yes, the one thing about U.S., as we know, when you're a fan for life, not so much here as it is in Europe. So because of that, it's just a different landscape. Yeah. I'm sure they'll do well on certain places.
I hope they do. That's the thing. Yeah. I hope they do. The new album coming out next month, I think it's April 26th. I will be... You know, right up there, day one, I'll have it. Well, it'll come into my phone anyway, but there's convenience for I wake up to it. But I'll kind of, you know, put on the headphones and do my thing, taking it in. I like Accept. I always look forward to a new record.
Absolutely. And I will check them out as well if they're around here. I would love to see them. And It might be their last tour. Who knows? We don't know. But you know, Mark's, I mean, almost 70. God, he can still sing like that's pretty.
Yeah,
fucking phenomenal. You know what I mean? That's why, you know,
producer too with Andy Sneap. He's making them just, they're all samey. Like, I mean, they're just all the same record.
Yeah, but I guess they're not trying to reinvent the wheel.
I think they just need a bite. They need something. Not. We don't want. I want Accept to sound like Accept. It's almost like I'm asking for something different, but I don't want it. You know.
I know what you mean exactly.
But it's just starting to sound too. You could take Human Eye, the new track, put it on the last one, and I wouldn't know the difference.
Blood of the Nations. You know? It all sounds the same. I know. I mean, you're saying yeah
and it's exactly. Good and bad, I guess. But
I think it's good. Look, I mean, they are who they are. And at this age, you just got to put out something that you know people are going to know you for and like you, and that's you want to keep that consistent. I think that's good consistency for a band like that, right? They're not going to all of a sudden start breaking the charts and, you know, doing something different and special. So
yeah, like we're kicking off going, God damn it, Accept, you sound the same. And then Accept come down with something different. What the fuck are they doing? I want the
what are you Accept doing? I know. Yeah, I want them back. Exactly. So be careful what you wish for, right? They say, oh, yeah, great, man. All right, Tom. So, yeah, let's get ready to wrap this up. Great time today. Wow, this really flew today. Wow.
Yeah,
really quick one. So, before we go, though, we've got to play our tracks of the week here. All right. So, I had to switch mine up at the last second just to let you know. I still want to play that one, but I'll do it on the next episode we do.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead. What's your track of the week that we can play for our listeners?
Well, my track of the week is the new Marty Friedman one.
All right.
And I'm not a huge solo fan. Like, I mean, you know how established he is and what he did with Megadeth. I mean, that's all established. But his new track just kind of sung to me. He's got this beautiful classic piece kind of kicking off at the start, and it has a great build. I think it's about 6 minutes long. Got me excited. Saw him play last year actually in his solo tour. And he was phenomenal live, just unbelievable. Great musicians that you expect backing him. But my new one, I think it's called Illumination, if I'm not mistaken, which is the new Marty Friedman track. And that's my track of the week, just came out last week, I believe.
Very good, man. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Marty's I liked his last solo record. That was pretty good, but
yeah.
I think he's you know, I mean, he's a great guitarist, obviously, and this is a really good track. I checked it out as well, and you know, it's you know what you're gonna get with Marty, you know, right. That's just him. And I'm just glad he's still playing metal because he does all the, you know, the Japanese pop stuff.
Yeah,
I'm glad that he does still stick to his roots and puts out, you know, some metal records, because I know, you know,
metal,
I
mean, is in there. Like, he can do whatever he wants in Japan.
And yeah, that's
a big audience, and that's his livelihood, and he lives there, and he's fluent. He's living there forever, but he's a metalhead, and it just comes out, and that's great.
Yeah, I think a lot of times he does it also to stay relevant here in the States, you know, because no one's going to listen to what he's known for in Japan. So he knows that the, you know, the main obviously crowd he has here is the old Megadeth crowd. That's his main, you know.
Sure.
You know, target and the people that listen to his solo stuff. So yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm still glad he's doing it. You know, he's one of those, you know, vintage Mike Varney, you know, Shrapnel Records, you know, guys. So it's great to see that, you know, someone like that still going. So my track is going to be from the band My Dying Bride, the 90s doom band. Name of the track is called Thornwick Hymn. That came out about a month ago. They got a new album coming out on Nuclear Blast, and you know, just switch it up a little bit. Or, you know, I want to bring a little 90s, and you know, My Dying Bride started literally in 1990, so
yeah,
we're definitely we're borderlining the 80s and 90s there. But you know, they actually got more well known in the 90s with that whole they had sort of that doom, you know, around the same time as like Type O Negative. It's sort of like that doom death, you know, type of music. Right. Along with like Paradise Lost and bands like that. So, yeah, they got a new one out. The guy they're from England, English band, obviously My Dying Bride. Right. Have been around for a long time, and it's a cool track called Thornwick Hymn. So that's going to be my track of the week. So we're going to play those two for you guys and gals now. And anything else you want to add, Tom, before we wrap this up?
No, that's it, my friend. This was a good week. We got a great, great interview coming up very, very soon. We'll just keep that on the wraps for now. We're excited by the next one. And Matt, looking forward to the next one, my friend. And we'll talk more rock and metal and see where we go.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. And always, you know, checking out me and Tom shooting the shit here on Aftershocks TV. And we will see you all next time. Take care.